Right, I reckon it's time to interview Joe Citizen. Because I could just sit and chat to you, Joe, for, you know, like for ages, but I actually promised everyone that I'd interview you on the radio. So,
Cool. Oh, well, kia ora katoa, waheke. My name's Joe Citizen, and I've brought a collection of short films from the Waikato to you. It's called It Came from the Swamp. I really believe in what I'm doing. It's this collection is not just my films. Only one of these films is mine. We call it It Came from the Swamp because, you know, the Waikato is really a volcanic basin. And you can drain it, but it's still sort of a boil-up of creative energy that goes on in there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think that we've been making things now for about 15 years, though, as two sort of tertiary educations that provide filmmakers. One is WinDeck, does a media arts degree and also now a master's degree.
Yeah.
And the other is the University of Waikato, to a screen and media degree. And so what happens is you've got these sort of graduates that come up and they just sort of make their own things, and they some of them don't go to Auckland or Wellington or Christchurch. Some of them actually stay and decide to do their own thing. So we've got these sort of mixtures between what they want to do and what the audience expects.
Yeah.
So it's kind of dark undertones in some of it too, I think, because, you know, the world is not what it appears to be. It sort of starts off sweetness and light, and then you go, oh, what's that about really? Yeah, so it's...
So you got a little bit of that in the from the swamp?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. A little bit of the uncontrollable swampiness to it, you know. Yeah. So these things sort of bubble up, and you go, oh... I wasn't anticipating that. Something got me. Yeah, and I think that's the nature of the swamp, really. But
yeah.
Also, I mean, one of the great things I get about this is that we're actually a community of filmmakers. I mean, filmmaking is not a singular activity, yeah. Unless you're an animator and you'd like to sort of change things at 25 frames per second, you know, minute bit by minute bit.
Yeah.
But, and we do have an animator on here, Dawn Tuffery. But, I think the thing about filmmaking is that it's a collaborative exercise and that you often have to work with wide ranges of people. And we all work on each other's films.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So...
Share your skills around
it. Yeah. Share the resources.
Yeah.
You know, and that's... I mean, we've got people like Michelle Saville did a film called Betty Pan Sweets, which is quintessentially Hamilton. It's really odd. You sort of look at it and you go... That's not a Hamilton I know. Yeah, well, it's out there.
There's an underbelly kind of over there.
That's right. Yeah. It's long shank.
Yeah.
And, it went and played in the Melbourne International Film Festival and the Brisbane International Film Festival. And it's quite funny.
Did it well? Did it do
well? Yeah, it's done really well. In fact, it's featured recently in the November the 8th edition of The Listener.
Oh, yeah. Great.
So on, I don't know, page 46 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's... If you're thinking about coming out tonight and you're not too sure, then you should check that out because you go, oh, actually, that looks, yeah, I do. I think we sent this collection off to people down in Arrowtown, and the comment came back that some of them are a little bizarre. I said, it's not bizarre. I'd prefer the word quirky. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Arrowtown, that's an interesting choice. How did you come up with that choice?
Dorothy Brown Cinema. Really... a lot of the decisions to come places is sort of me spending some time on the web and going, Google, independent cinemas,
okay.
Hey, I think I'll phone them up and ask them. And having these long conversations with people like, well, what are your films about? You know, what? This is an unsuspecting public that, you know, gets to take a look at these things. And is it safe? No. Of course it's safe. You know, it's an R13. Because it has, towards the end, some of the films, the last two films, actually the film I made is called Meat, and it's really a vampire film, and it's got lots of buckets of blood and, you know, vampires and things in here, which I don't really like horror films, but it's kind of an experiment between narrative and spectacle.
Yeah.
And the last film is called Dark Priest, which is kind of this noir thriller about a priest that goes over to the dark side in a martial arts style. So it's got sort of lots of whack, 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 you know, stuff
that's
going on. And but awesome lighting, awesome angles. You look at it and just go, wow, look at that. And it really sort of reiterates for me, certainly, that it's not about the expensive technology.
Yeah.
It's about the thinking that goes behind it. And also it's about sound too, you know, that sound is the thing that informs what we're watching. And there's another example of the collaboration, because in films we need, you know, it's not just about a lone filmmaker going out there. It's also, you know, a collaboration with a sound designer and a sound engineer and the props maker and the actors and the costumes and, you know, and all these things. And also it's a marriage between industry and the arts that you're needing people like caterers, you're needing people like hire-edge companies, you need lighting, you know, you need water and power and, you know, I'm going to need one of these odd little things that your nana might have sitting on her shelf, and could we please borrow it, and we'll be really gentle with it, thanks, you know.
And we need it now.
And we need it now, if that's all right.
And I love that, how everyone sort of joins in on that same sort of force, and they're like, okay, we're doing this now, and it's about working to clockwork, isn't it?
It is about working to clockwork, but it's also about as being good as your word, because if you don't follow through in what you say you're going to do, I mean, you're only as good as your last job, and you're only as good as your reputation. So if you sort of mess people around, word travels very quickly.
Yeah.
So you have to come through with what you promise you're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I think that's the thing about people who start off in filmmaking, is they don't realise that there are other people who are coming in after them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really sort of important insight to hold on to. But
tell me about who the other filmmakers are and how long you guys have been working together in.
Well, the other filmmakers, we've got a guy called Chris Tan. He's a good example of somebody, like, because I'm from WinTech and I'm a big fan of WinTech, but he comes from the University of Waikato, and he's somebody who's he's just naturally clever, and he's written a comedy. Well, actually, a guy called Ross McLeod wrote the comedy, but he directed this comedy called Spit Takes. Yeah. And it's about the art of the spit gag. You know, that moment of going bleh on camera, and you just go, that's, you know, it's really no depth to it, but it's funny, and it's all about timing. And so he's got a very clever and good timing way of telling stories. And also a great little animation by Dawn Tuffery called Swing. It's kind of an ecology story. It's sort of like, well, what happens when you rip the soul out of the place that you're living in, and what happens to the individual? And it's this little claymation story. And it's, I don't know, I mean, she'll probably hate me if I say it's cute, but I think it's lovely and cute. Yeah.
But if you look cute up in the dictionary, it's ugly but interesting.
Yeah.
She might be down with that.
It played at the New Zealand International Film Festival, and it's been around the country already once, so I don't know, it can't be that ugly. Yeah. You know, I think it's beautiful, it's lovely, actually. Yeah, nice. It's lovely. And then Clean as a Whistle. It's a musical by Sarah Rosser. A musical is not necessarily a genre one thinks of as having dark undertones.
Mm-hmm.
But this is really a psychological story. It sort of explores some mental health issues, you know, and I find it quite intriguing because of that one often sort of watches it from the beginning and goes, oh, this is interesting. Oh, yes, it's a musical. And then you sort of get halfway through and you go, what's this film about? And then by the time you get to the end of it, you go, and it develops its impact right at the end. And you think, well, that's actually a very interesting story. And, I mean, really, that's what films are about. It's about entertaining people, but also about storytelling.
Yeah.
You know? And we start off with a film called Retribution. It's a guy called Paul Dilling. And it's set in Imperial France, sort of in revolutionary times. And I don't know if you... I mean, really, budget filmmaking, any form of historical drama, it's a major undertaking. And you just sort of look at the detail, and you look at the costuming, and you look at the sort of rifles and everything like that, and the backgrounds and the props and the just the scenery. And you just go, how did they do that in Hamilton? Because, I think that's the thing, that when you put together a compilation, and being a filmmaker oneself, is that you realize very quickly the amount of effort that goes into producing this small period of time, which then we can turn around and go, oh, well, do you want two lumps in your coffee or three? You know, you carry on playing pool or whatever you're doing. And so it's a really spontaneous, instantaneous thing for you just in terms of viewing it. But the amount of effort that goes into creating. Yeah. I mean, 6 to 9 months to create, 5 to 10 minutes worth of work sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's pretty labour-intensive stuff, and often people working for free or what have you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's about it, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all seven films.
It came from the swamp. Yeah, and it's screening at our local cinema.
Sure is.
This evening.
7:30. 7:30, thank you.
Yeah. Make sure you're there, Joe.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm glad somebody is onto it around here.
So get the listener and have a little look through that and see if you can see about that. But what was the film and that one
called? Oh, Betty Band Sweets.
Betty Band Sweets.
Yeah, no, that's a really clever little film. And you sort of look at it and you go, well, it's a very Kiwi story. It's a very New Zealand story. And it's kind of about a guy who wants to leave home but somehow can't quite leave home.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like he's always gonna do things. He's gonna. Yeah, he's a wannabe, I guess. Yeah, and it's kind of an interesting story because I think everybody can relate to it.
Yeah. I think I know a few people like that too.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm really keen to head along tonight and check it out. And if anyone out there is, it's 7:30 at the cinema. It Came from the Swamp. And it's a collaboration of short films that Joe Citizen has kindly brought to our little island to share with us.
Oh, it's a koha entry. Thanks very much. Yeah.
There you go.
And the DVD is available for purchase at $29.95.
You can even buy it. Ooh.
You can even buy it because there's only 500 printed. It'll be a collector's item soon.
Do we get free posters with that or anything?
Absolutely. Yeah, I should. Yeah, I've got a poster we can put up.
Oh, yep. That'd be awesome. Hey, thanks, Joe, for your time. And
thanks very much, Dion.
Look forward to it this evening.
Cheers. Oh.